Welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to chapter 31 in the book of Sirach. And our verses today is actually verse 13. Remember that the greedy eye is evil. What has been created more greedy than the eye? Therefore, it weeps for any cause. This saying Ben Sirach wrote so many years ago still rings true in the ears of all who hear the truth of salvation, and that's remembering that the greedy eye is evil, for it reminds us that the desire for material wealth and possessions can lead to negative consequences. The eye, often associated with greed and envy, can be a powerful force driving individuals to seek more than they need or can handle. In a world where consumerism and competition often fuel this greed, it is easy to become consumed by the desire for more. The insatiable hunger can lead to unethical behavior, harm to others, and ultimately a sense of emptiness and distraction and dissatisfaction. Therefore, the eye as a symbol of desire and greed is portrayed as a source of evil. It is constantly seeking, never satisfied, always wanting more. The insatiable nature causes the eye to weep for any cause, as it can never find true fulfillment and contentment. In recognizing the dangers of the greedy eye, we can strive to overcome our own desires and cultivate a sense of gratitude and generosity by focusing on what truly matters and resisting the temptations of greed. We can find peace and happiness in simpler things and contribute to a more just and compassionate society. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. Grant us peace in our days, that we may be always free from sin by the help of your mercy and safe from all distress as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The name of my poem comes from a study of Sirach 31, verse 13 today, four stanza poem. It's title of an ongoing poem, Evil Eye, Greedy. The eye, a window to the soul, can be a tool of great control, but when consumed by greed and lust, it loses sight of what is just. It covets all that it can see, desiring more incessantly. It weeps for what it cannot own, its hunger never overthrown. The greedy eye is quick to judge, to envy and begrudge. It sees the world through selfish lens, and in its wake destructive bends. So let us guard our eyes with care and not be swayed by what's not fair, for in its depths the soul can find a light that's pure and truly kind. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's April 6, 2024. Recording this morning at 5:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up today in Babson Park, Florida, back home from our pilgrimage to Rome and St. Francis of Assisi, Laredo, and our journey over to St. Padre Pio's location, beautiful place, very holy indeed, and concluded with a trip back home, and now we're looking forward to trying to catch up on a little bit of rest. It doesn't seem as easy as it was. A little off by about 6 hours. We're closing today in the name of Jesus at about 6:09 in Jesus' sweet name, wanting to share the word of God each day as an opportunity to utter universally what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' name.